Life doesn't pause when you're sick. Vaccines against respiratory illnesses can help protect you and give you more playtime with your best friend. Depending on age and health status, vaccinations for flu, COVID-19, RSV, or pneumococcal infection may be recommended. Vaccines can help keep you from having a rough time. Learn more at cveep.org/vaccines-protect. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and CVEEP, fighting infectious respiratory disease.
Hey there, awesome humans. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little more calm and control. And let's be real, life can feel like a wild roller coaster sometimes, right? Full of ups, downs, twists, and turns that leave you feeling a little rattled. But guess what? You have the power to change your perspective, to find that inner strength, and ride those waves with grace. Today's topic is something near and dear to my heart. Embracing the power of self-love and acceptance. It might sound a little cheesy at first, but trust me, this isn't about becoming some egotistical superstar. This is about cultivating that deep, unshakable love and acceptance for yourself, flaws and all. Because here's the deal. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing perfection, comparing yourself to others, or beating yourself up over every little mistake? You know that feeling when your inner critic starts whispering those nasty doubts in your ear. That's the enemy of self-love right there. It keeps us stuck in a cycle of negativity and self-doubt, preventing us from truly shining. So how do we break free? How do we cultivate this powerful force of self-love that can transform our lives? Well, here are 5 key moves to get you started. 1. Itch the comparison game. Seriously, social media is a highlight reel, folks. It's designed to make us feel inadequate. Stop comparing your behind the scenes to someone else's carefully curated front stage. Focus on your own journey, celebrate your unique strengths, and remember that everyone has their own struggles. 2. Practice radical self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend. We all make mistakes, stumble, and face challenges. Instead of dwelling on those moments, acknowledge them with compassion, learn from them, and move forward with grace. Imagine your inner voice as a supportive friend offering a warm hug instead of harsh criticism. 3. Identify your limiting beliefs. Those sneaky thoughts that tell you you're not good enough, smart enough, or worthy? Yeah, those need to go. Become aware of these limiting beliefs and challenge them with evidence. Replace negativity with positive affirmations and remind yourself of your accomplishments. 4. Celebrate your wins, big and small. Every step forward deserves recognition. Did you finally conquer that mountain of laundry? Nailed a presentation at work? Or simply woke up and chose kindness today? Give yourself a high five, treat yourself to something nice, and savor those moments of victory. 5. Make time for self-care. This isn't about indulging in bubble baths and face masks, though those are awesome. Self-care is about prioritizing your well-being physically, mentally, and emotionally. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing food, engage in activities that bring you joy, and connect with people who uplift you. Think about the last time you felt truly content and confident. What were you doing? Who were you with? What thoughts were running through your mind? Now imagine cultivating those feelings more often. That's the power of self-love. It transforms your inner landscape and allows you to show up as your best self in every area of life. Remember that time when I messed up big time during a live podcast recording? My microphone cut out, I stumbled over my words, and for a moment, I wanted to disappear under the table. But instead of letting that fear paralyze me, I took a deep breath, acknowledged the mistake, laughed it off with the audience, and kept going. It wasn't easy, but by embracing that imperfection, by showing myself some grace and compassion in that moment, I turned a potential disaster into a funny anecdote. And you know what? It made me feel more connected to my listeners because they saw that vulnerability, that realness. So remember, self-love isn't about being perfect, it's about accepting yourself wholeheartedly with all your quirks, flaws, and imperfections. Remember those 5 key moves we talked about. Ditch the comparison game, practice radical self-compassion, identify your limiting beliefs, celebrate your wins, and make time for self-care. Go forth and embrace that incredible power within you. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little dose of self-love. Until next time, keep shining bright, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.